everyone. We're Day One Update. My name is Krummel, and I'm joined by my two friends as usual.
Hi, I'm Air.
Hi, I'm Golzar.
And we are discussing the San Diego Comic-Con extravaganza for Marvel, which they just dropped every single thing they're going to release for Phase 4, right?
I mean,
not
yes.
Everything, but a lot of most stuff of that we weren't expecting is in there as well.
A lot of it was rumored. A lot of it was...
Was it rumored? Well, yeah. I know the What If was rumored, but like, there's a few things that we didn't really know about.
Most of it was... a lot of the casting and stuff is what I'm talking about. There were things that came out of left field that nobody would have even suggested.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get into that. First of all, did either of you like keep up with the tweets or anything?
I wasn't even home at the time, so I was just...
Just whatever you were
following to
out.
What you said on WhatsApp.
Yeah, you are my RSS feed.
All right, so how did we want to start? Just how the panel went?
Should we go chronological? Was there dates announced?
Yeah, there were dates announced for pretty much everything up until 2021.
Okay, so
if there wasn't a date, it's the window. They gave a window for
They didn't even give a window for anything that they didn't have a specific date and date for.
The thing I'm looking at on the list that just are windows instead of a release date.
No, we have exact days.
Some of them have dates.
So they essentially started with a big recap of Infinity Saga. Hey, montage of all the stuff you know and already watched. And then they started immediately with Eternals, which is, I think, the thing that was most rumored about.
What is Eternals?
So Eternals are essentially, in the MCU, there are going to be essentially immortal aliens that protect mankind. And they were given this decree by like the celestial gods or whatever.
Okay.
It sounds weird, but so did Guardians of the Galaxy before you knew of it, or so did Doctor Strange before you knew of it. So like Eternals is really looking like the next Guardians in terms of we don't know what the hell is going on.
Eternals, is that an X-Men?
No, that's just weird. Property? That's just weird space cosmic stuff.
Oh, okay.
Do either of you have the list in front of you?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I have the list for Phase 4. Of all the shows, all the movies and TV shows for Phase 4.
All right. So the big thing for Eternals is the casting. So they actually brought out Angelina Jolie. They brought out Salma Hayek. They brought out Richard Madden, who was Robb Stark. They brought out
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek is the leader of the Eternals in this.
Interesting.
Kumail Nanjiani is in this even.
As who?
Don't comedy know. Relief character.
More probably, yeah. But yeah, this is like, I think because this is the movie where it's the most weird and out there, they're pushing the biggest star power for this, right?
Mm-hmm. Is this supposed to be the movie where one of the main heroes is openly gay?
Rumored to be this one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, I remember they were talking about it. They were going to make one of those.
So this is a new group that's going to be part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, right? It's essentially the new new Guardians.
Eternals based on Earth?
I don't know. I mean, they mentioned, when they were on stage, they mentioned Earth and stuff, but I had imagined they're more cosmic than that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. This is probably the one we have the least.
Because if they're on Earth and they never showed up in the other phases, it's like, where were you guys?
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, actually, no, they did have a specific line saying about it. If I can find it. They've been amongst the MCU. We haven't really met them before, though, according to Feige. So
what does that mean?
Yeah. Like maybe they were in the background.
Are they going to do the same thing in Far From Home? Generate the guy in the background?
Yeah, that's what I was... That's what I was thinking. It's just like Tony Stark's sacrifice and Peter Parker's crying in front of him. And then all of a sudden you just see Salma Hayek digitally imposed in the background hi.
What's next?
There's the Black Widow movie as well, right? Which we already knew about.
Widow was last on the thing, last on the docket.
Well, are we going like...
I was going in order of their introduction.
Oh, okay. Go for that.
Do you want to go in order of chronological?
I'll say let's go chronological based on release.
Oh, based on release. Okay. Yeah, then in that case, Black Widow would have been first because that's coming out. Oh, yeah. And also, first of all, Eternals is coming out November 6th, 2020.
Oh, end of next year.
Yeah. Black Widow is coming out May 1st, 2020.
Oh.
Yeah. So Black Widow, they did show them because that's the one that has the most stuff done. that they showed a clip of it that apparently it looks really...
It's a prequel, obviously.
Yeah, it apparently takes place right after Civil War.
Interesting.
Or at least that's what it's implied to be.
On this, it says it takes place before the events of Infinity War.
Yeah, after Civil War. After before Civil Infinity War.
Oh, okay. I heard before Civil War.
The other war movie.
too many damn wars in this.
There's so many wars in this. Yeah.
But yeah, so Scarlett Johansson's back, obviously. Florence Pugh, I don't know how to say her last name, is Yelena, who is essentially the second Black Widow and the quote-unquote sister of Natasha Romanoff. And David Harbour, who's Hopper from Stranger Things.
Oh, cool.
He's going to be in it as Alexei / the Red Guardian, who I think in the comics is like Black Widow's ex-husband or something like that. And we don't know who's playing him, but we do know that one of the villains is Taskmaster.
Oh,
okay.
So
I was going to ask him, like, I wonder how supernatural they're going to take this movie.
I don't think at all. I think they're going to go Winter Soldier style because they showed a fight scene between Natasha and Yelena. And it was like really visceral. Like they're grabbing stuff from the kitchen and trying to smash it in each other's faces and stuff like that.
Interesting.
So it's going to be like more like down to earth and stuff like that.
Which would be cool. It fits her role better if it was down to earth like that.
Yeah. And Taskmaster is obviously like, apparently they ended the clip with her, with Taskmaster like immediately imitating Natasha's movements when they're about to fight. Because that's this thing, like he only needs to see an action once and then he can perfectly copy it.
Is Hawkeye going to be in the movie?
Probably not, but we have Hawkeye news.
A cameo or whatever. We'll get to the Hawkeye news. Let's keep going in order.
We also have, it's going to be in Budapest?
Budapest. I think it's she apparently goes right to Budapest right after the events of Civil War. So it's not going to be the actual, we're not going to see what Hawkeye was talking about. Like this is exactly like Budapest all over again or whatever. We're probably going to hear mentions of that, or there might be a flashback to that. But from what we can, from what they suggested, the crux of it is her returning to Budapest a second time or something.
Oh, okay. I was wondering in Civil War, she just leaves with Steve and he's like, all right, I got to go to Budapest.
I wonder if this relates to a cat. Yeah, Nick Fury, like, I lost my eye. Oh. And it was just a cat.
I'm like, are you going for like a Black Panther joke?
Yeah, I was wondering what you were saying. I was like, cat.
It's like all this intense stuff happened in Budapest, and watch it be just like a flashback to her petting a cat.
Yeah, this is exactly like the Chatari invasion was exactly like Budapest.
She's just like getting swarmed by a bunch of cats.
Next we have is the TV show on Disney Plus, right?
Yes.
And the Winter Soldier.
So the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I thought they were changing the name. I thought that was, is it the same?
No, they revealed the logo for it. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is the actual full title.
We have a release date for that?
It is premiering August 2020.
Okay, so does that mean we should be having Disney Plus by sometime next year somewhere?
Yeah, we don't need to subscribe until August 2020, I don't think. Unless Mandarin comes out, the Mandarin comes out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The Mandalorian. The Star Wars.
So Anthony Mackie actually walked on stage with the Captain America shield.
Yeah, and Sebastian Stan came with him. Yeah. So. They had like a little bit, like it was really weird for them to get like these super high list celebrities like Angelina Jolie and stuff like that to come on stage to answer one question and then leave. and they did this for like the entire.
What was the one question? How do you feel about being in Marvel?
Something like that. I don't know.
I'm really excited to be in Marvel.
we didn't get any footage of this. However, their panel was quote unquote interrupted by like Daniel Brühl, who plays Zemo in Civil War. Him essentially hacking into the panels, like, oh, you guys, you know, collecting for a panel, you don't know what's coming. And then he puts on the purple Zemo hood from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that Baron Zemo is coming back, and he's going to be like the comic, like Baron Zemo, the purple mask or purple hood or whatever.
Interesting. I don't know too much about Zemo, so like, what is his like thing?
In the comics, he's just Hydra dude. He's a Hydra dude who's whatever. Obviously, it's different in the MCU because he's not Hydra at all. He hates Hydra
because he doesn't have any abilities or anything, right?
No. He's super smart dude who's a tactician. There were rumors that they're going to include Zemo in like the Thunderbolts or something, but maybe that's Phase 5.
Phase 5.
We'll get to Phase 5 in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Order chronologically. We have Black Widow.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. So then after Falcon and the Winter Soldier,
we have the Eternals, which we already talked about.
Yeah.
And then Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yes.
So what is that?
Shang-Chi. We talked about it in an earlier episode, but it's essentially Iron Fist, but without the superpowers. He's just a martial artist.
Yes. Is that a TV show
now? That's a movie.
That's a movie.
That's a full movie.
Okay,
cool. February 16th, 2021.
February 12th, 2021.
Yeah.
2021. That's so far away.
Yeah. Like, we're not getting another MCU installment until May 2020.
It's good, Black Widow. We need a break. Slow it down.
Yeah. We, it's like a nice collective breather. Let me enjoy some other
movies in theaters.
No. We can't afford a break, okay? It's going to be like Attack on Titan, where they go on break, and then we all forget about it.
Well, the release dates are actually revealed, so.
Yeah, so this is really cool, because the full thing is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. The Ten Rings is the terrorist group that kidnapped Tony Stark in the first Iron Man. That Obadiah Stane hired?
Well, fake.
Well, no, that was the real Ten Rings. Oh. The only fake thing about it was Ben Kingsley in Iron Man 3. Mm-hmm. In Iron Man 3, he's like, I'm the Mandarin, I'm the leader, whatever.
Yeah.
But he was really an actor.
Yeah.
But there was a... Remember the Marvel one-shots? Those little shorts?
Yeah.
So
he got kidnapped from jail or whatever.
Yeah, and by the real Mandarin.
Oh.
So, and the real Mandarin is being played by a super famous Chinese actor.
They already announced to the guys?
Oh, I wish they didn't.
Yeah, Tony Leung Chiu-Wai, I think is how you pronounce it. But, like, he's huge in China. So that's why they announced it, because they want to get the groundswell from their Chinese audience, right?
Simu Liu is playing Shang-Chi.
Eh? Yeah, the guy from Kim's Convenience.
Yeah, interesting.
So, yeah, did you know Kim's Convenience, the TV show? Yeah, so he's some Toronto kid who apparently found out he got the role on Tuesday, and then he's like, all right, get ready for Comic-Con on Saturday.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, if you get chosen to be in a Marvel movie, you do whatever the hell you need to do.
Yeah,
you
you drop everything.
Mm-hmm.
Disney? All right.
And I love that, like before they announced it, like, this movie is about the real Ten Rings, and they showed, like, a montage of, like, all the Ten Rings references. Like, in Ant-Man 1, there was a random lackey who had a Ten Rings tattoo on his neck, and Feige was essentially, remember that? Ten Rings were around for the entire MCU. We didn't forget about them. Oh, damn. You and I didn't know about that little detail.
It's also directed by, Destin Daniel Cretton? I never heard of him. What else did he do? I don't know anything that he did. I'm looking at his list. There's nothing here that I...
Well, he didn't do any other Marvel things, according to the Marvel Wikia.
No, but I'm just looking at, like, on IMDb. There's nothing here that I've...
Well, yeah, what the MCU tends to do, they don't go for, like, the super heavy hitter directors. Mm-hmm. They take chances on, like, lesser known directors, like the Russo brothers. All they did really was the Community episodes before Winter Soldier, you know.
Yeah.
A couple of other actors, other directors, like the director for the Eternals, she did a couple of, like, really big movies at Sundance, but, like, nothing that the general populace would know about. And then they gave her Eternals, essentially.
All right. Moving on.
We got WandaVision. Spring 2021 coming to Disney Plus.
WandaVision?
That's a good question.
That's a TV show, right?
Yeah. That's a TV show for Disney Plus that is coming when?
2021. Yeah, 2021.
I think it's
2021.
I just got WandaVision. I was combining the two names. I thought it was like one giant first name or it was a first and last name. And now it's just two people.
Now you get it.
Now it's two people. Vision. Oh, that Vision.
Oh, yeah. Wanda.
The dead one.
The dead one and the formerly dead one.
How is that going to work?
That's a good question.
Prequel?
No, it's a sequel.
What?
So all we know, here's all we know. Paul Bettany is going to be in it as Vision. So he's going to reprise his role.
Yeah.
It's going to take place after Endgame.
Yep.
Well,
that means Shuri was able to... upload part of his consciousness.
I have a different theory. I think that's the lazy way of going about it. It's because of the teaser itself. Okay, WandaVision is like a really... It's going to be like a invoke old school stuff. So the music is going to be like 60s sitcom-y. The entire atmosphere is going to be like 60s-esque. So I think they're going to go for like something that's going to start out innocently and go into something like thriller or horror or something like that.
Because it said it's going to be scary or something, right?
That's for another movie, a later movie. So, but the Vision recently had a run in the comics where he like created a family for himself, and it started out like, like a typical sitcom-y thing. And then it got like darker and darker and like really crazy and deranged as time went on. I feel like that's what they're drawing inspiration from, especially since it's like 60s-esque.
Is this all going to be like Vision's mind?
Wanda's mind.
And like, yeah, something like trapped in the mind, if it's going to be like that weird ass shit, like. It's going to be happy in the beginning, and then it just goes dark and shit.
It could be. The thing is... and before I actually go into that, there is one more cool little detail. Remember Maria Rambeau, the friend of Captain Marvel?
No.
Captain Marvel's friend on Earth.
Oh, okay.
And she has a daughter named Monica. Yeah.
Pilot.
The daughter of Monica, who's like an actual character in the comics.
Yeah.
She's going to be in this as an adult.
Wait, she's just going to randomly pop up?
Well, she's going to have a role. They brought her on stage. They're like, hey, and introducing as adult Monica Rambeau, Liana Paris, I think.
How much or Tiana time? Paris. Well, actually, no, a lot of time has passed. I forgot. That movie, I forgot when that movie took place. Yeah. She wouldn't be a kid anymore.
Yeah. So
it'd be weird if she was a kid. Yeah.
So, like, she took over the mantle of Captain Marvel once. She was Photon. She was Pulsar. She was Spectrum. Like, she's had a bunch of names, but essentially, like, her power sets is the same. So she might get her powers in this.
She gets powers?
Everybody, it's Marvel, man. Everybody gets powers. If you're from the comics, you get powers.
What about freaking Black Widow, poor girl? She didn't get jack shit.
Well, it's funny you say that. In the comics, she actually has like a watered down super soldier serum, like along with Nick Fury. The only person who legit has no superpowers at all is Hawkeye.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
That's why they don't bring him anywhere.
Like, we're gonna do a mission. Should we bring Hawkeye? Nah, he's just gonna slow us down.
Yeah, just leave him at the farm.
Guy could barely run.
So after WandaVision.
After WandaVision, we got Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. May 7th, 2021.
I'm excited.
This is are you excited, Air?
Yes.
Did you know that this is gonna be a scary movie?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yes. The first scary movie you'll ever watch.
Yes.
Well, it's the first scary movie he has to watch.
Yes.
And what's cool about this is Wanda Maximoff is actually going to be in this as well. Who? So Scarlet Witch.
What?
Yeah. So they're like, hey, thanks for coming on the stage, Scarlet Witch. By the way, in this Doctor Strange sequel, Scarlet Witch. And then she just comes back on stage. But yeah, they specifically said, hey, you guys have to watch WandaVision before you watch this movie. They are straight out saying that.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense because WandaVision, if she's in the movie, you have to know what happens to her.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But also, do you have any theories about like the name? Because remember, Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like it's not going to be the real multiverse. It's going to be a mind messed up trickery of a multiverse.
But he did say this in this article. It says Kevin Feige said, just because Quentin Beck makes up lies about the multiverse doesn't mean it isn't real.
It's true. So
multiverse could play a factor.
And also the multiverse
confirmed.
Multiverse was confirmed. Endgame. We went to other universes. Yeah. Alternate universes. Remember?
Oh yes.
They all made all those different times are alternate universes.
So that's what I'm thinking. Like this is going to be the fallout from messing with all the timelines, and Doctor Strange is going to have to deal with it. That's my theory, at least.
It's going to dip into a gothic horror tone. While Benedict Cumberbatch added that he wanted to preserve the humor of the first film along with the horror. We're going back to try and destroy him a bit. Interesting.
Yeah, because in the comics, Doctor Strange is like...
Destroy who? Doctor Strange?
I assume so.
Or is he talking about Dormammu?
No.
Constantly go more time loops just to mess with him.
Doctor Strange is like a very strange... It's a very horror-esque IP. Like, he deals with a bunch of weird monsters. Like, remember Shuma-Gorath from the Marvel's Capcom games? The weird tentacle monster.
Yes.
He's like one of the greatest demons of all time, and he's a Doctor Strange foe.
Yeah, Doctor Strange has always got that like LSD trip, acid.
Yeah, but this is like more or less going to other universes and fighting demons and the devil himself and stuff like that.
That'd be great.
In a battlefield of brimstone and fire.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
2021,
damn it.
May 7th, 2021.
The acronym for this movie is so long as well, just because the title is so extremely long.
Say it out. Don't even spell it. Just say it out.
D-Sit Mom.
D-Sit Mom.
That's the acronym for the movie. That's how long the movie title is.
For Doctor Strange?
D-Sit Mom.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
I cannot wait for D-Sit Mom. I'm going to go to the Cineplex and like, two tickets for D-Sit Mom, please.
D-Sit Mom.
Two tickets. There's three of us here.
Who said you were invited?
The movie comes out after my birthday.
Watch it on your birthday.
I think you already assumed this is a horror movie. You're not going to watch it.
I love Doctor Strange. I'm watching it. I don't care.
Next, we got
Loki. You're going to have to like tie me down.
All right. I think we'll have to tie it on in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Loki, spring 2021.
Lucky?
Loki.
Lucky.
Loki.
Loki, spring 2021, Disney Plus.
TV show.
TV show.
So we get our favorite little trickster back.
Yeah,
Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston. The rumors before suggested that he was just going to be the narrator and somebody else was going to like portray Loki, but I think now they're just having him portray Loki the whole time. Do you have a theory on what it's about? Because they did reveal.
I was reading the article too, so I kind of know. Arshdi, do you want to guess what it's about since we already know?
For what, Loki?
Yeah.
It's going to be the elder version of Loki, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So they strip are like, hey, remember how Infinity War Loki died? Everyone's like, yeah. Well, there's another Loki, and then they showed the endgame Loki from the alternate universe who disappeared with the space stone.
Oh, they actually showed him on the screen?
Really brief clip of him just disappearing with the space stone in the movie. Mm-hmm. And Feige essentially comes and was like, yeah, this show is going to be about the alternate universe Loki. And he's going to go to different places, like really shocking places. So, you know.
So this is going to take place during the 2012 Avengers, after 2012 Avengers?
Well, he has the space stone. So I assume.
He can't travel time with the space stone.
Unless he gets a time stone.
True. But, like, still, how does he know? I don't know. It's weird. It could vary.
I don't think they're going to have him travel to other Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Like, because then they're going to have to get the cast for those movies to reprise their roles for one episode or whatever. I think they are going to try to do, like, he gets the Time Stone eventually and then goes back in time and stuff like that.
It could just be him doing random stuff.
Or we could be it could be revealed that he was always there, like when the Berlin Wall fell. Like he didn't need the Space Stone to do it because he was there before. Because we don't know what he was up to before Thor 1, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this entire show is essentially just alternate universe.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I love Loki. He's a cool character.
Yeah, he's got more in depth of a backstory too. Like he gets married, he has a few kids.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's like Tom Hiddleston specifically said this is not the same Loki that got the character development like from Thor 2 to Endgame or to Infinity War.
He's back to mischief.
He's back to essentially being evil, like getting beat up, caught, and then he just escaped. So this is like pre any character development.
Yeah. So that's actually pretty cool then, because then they'd have to go that Tom Hiddleston would have to play that role again. So let's see how.
Well, the slight character development, he did get beat up by the Hulk.
Well, that's still like that's not that big of a character development.
that's pretty big.
I mean, in Thor 2, he had like a lot of time to like chill in his cell and think it over. Now he's just like he's gone.
Yeah,
he gets to do whatever he wants right away.
So after that, we got What If.
Another TV show.
Summer 2021.
Animated, right?
Yes, animated TV show. And this one I can't wait for because they've got some like weird stuff already implied. So Kevin Feige is essentially, the What If series is essentially going to be all the stuff that we couldn't put on screen. So Captain Britain, for example, is going to be on What If because he's that stuff is way too weird to be on the MCU, like big screen. And it's going to be narrated by the Watcher who's being played by Jeffrey Wright from Westworld.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And they also did make a point. It's like a lot of the MCU movie stars, they're going to reprise their roles for random episodes. And they did have a screen cap of it. No Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Evans. I did see that their names were like conspicuously absent. But they did end up getting Michael B. Jordan. So we know Killmonger is going to be in a What If episode. Sebastian Stan, Josh Brolin, so Thanos, Mark Ruffalo, Tom Hiddleston, Sam Jackson, Chris Hemsworth, Haley Atwell, Chadwick Boseman, Jeremy Renner, Paul Rudd, Michael Douglas. And then they also have like people like they have Jeff Goldblum. Like so Grandmaster is going to be in it.
So this is a bunch of variety of characters from the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, quite a bit of the main cast, but no Chris Evans or Robert Downey Jr. looks like.
And the Watcher. So like remember that Stanley cameo from the second
Guardians,
where Stanley was talking to the Watchers.
Mm-hmm.
It's those guys.
Yeah, it's those guys. But it's gonna be a very specific one. I don't know if they're actually gonna call him Uatu because that's like the main quote unquote Watcher that like people who read the comics are familiar with.
So like, how does this work? So the Watcher is just making up hypothetical scenarios and he just talks about it.
Yeah, or it's either that or he sees alternate realities where these hypothetical scenarios are taking place. And he's telling stories.
I believe every episode is going to be a different What If.
They could have multiple what ifs per episode, like multiple short skits.
Yeah, they could do that too.
Like we don't know the episodes, like the episode order list. Like we don't know how long these seasons or whatever, are going to be. Like I think the ones with the main big actors are going to be like 6 episodes, because contracting more than that with like the big stars might be a bit pricey for Disney.
Yeah.
So yeah. So What If is premiering when, Gergamo?
Summer 2021.
All right. Cool.
And next we got Hawkeye, which is Gozar's favorite.
Yeah. He
pumps his fist in the air. It's
Hawkeye.
Which is going to premiere on Disney Plus in fall 2021. So this is a TV show.
This is far away, too. Like, this is the second last thing that they dated.
Mm-hmm.
So
fall 2021, that's a while. That's 2 years from here.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a long time.
There's not much to say other than what they already told us about and what we theorized about like 2-3 episodes ago about this topic. But it was like they're going to introduce Kate Bishop, which is like his protege and is going to be like the next Hawkeye.
Kate Bishop is a new character that was never in the
Yeah, daughter, she's right? not no. Some kid who in the comics Clint Barton quote unquote died one day. Mm-hmm. So she became the new Hawkeye, like she stole his bow and whatever, because at the time he had like a magic bow or some crap.
It makes sense for it to be his daughter since he was training her.
Yeah, but Kate Bishop is like a very specific character who's like nothing at all like the daughter that they showed.
She just pops out of nowhere.
Like, yeah, she'll have her. Like, I'm assuming it's going to be like, oh, yeah, she's the new Hawkeye. Like, she goes around pretending she's Hawkeye and she's doing crimes. And then the real Hawkeye goes to her and is like, yo, want me to train you? And that'll be it.
I thought Hawkeye was dead.
What?
You said Hawkeye died.
No, in the comics. Oh. In the comics. When you're done in the comics, you're back. Like, next arc or two.
Okay.
Yeah, the only other thing is the logo that they revealed was very clearly based on like the Matt Fraction David Aja run that I fell in love with Hawkeye with, and like essentially the general public fell in love with, and that's like the most popular and successful Hawkeye run. So it could be very well inspired with that. But they did also say, yeah, we're gonna delve into Clint's background, like what he was doing as Ronin, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that'd be pretty cool. That could be a very different
murdering spree. Here we come.
Yeah. And that was like one of the faults we had with Endgame. It's like he didn't really have a conclusion for a story arc. It's just like, man, I'm tortured. I killed so many people, and it's like nothing happened after Black Widow died. He just gets his family back and stuff like that. So hopefully this is like the comeuppance.
Well, cheap.
But if he just like, it'd be pretty cool if he goes back to his family. Then he's just getting chased by a bunch of Yakuza that find out that their gang is just gone when they came back.
Well, to life. Well, Black Widow kind of like Jesus'd him. You know, she killed herself for his sins.
But she died for me, guys.
She Jesus'd him, like, turned him into wine?
Turns him into wine.
She absolved him of everybody's sins.
And now, the final movie we have from...
Not the final, second final.
Wait, this is the final one here.
The final one dated. There is another movie afterwards, but this is the final one with a specific date.
Okay.
It's going to be Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yes.
Which will premiere November 5th, 2021.
What'd you think of Ragnarok compared to the other Thor movies?
I like Ragnarok.
I like Ragnarok.
But I don't like the fact that they keep doing comedy movies out of him. He is a serious character.
Well, this is another comedy
movie. You could tell by the picture, clearly.
So it's also by Taika Waititi. Taika Waititi is back as directing. But what gets everybody talking about this is the biggest quote-unquote bombshell. It's, do you know in the comics how there's a female Thor?
No.
So okay. In the comics, there's been a female Thor for a while.
I just know about Beta Ray Bill.
Probably not in this movie, unfortunately. But there's been a female Thor for, I want to say since 2015 or something like that. If I pull up a picture, maybe it'll...
Oh, wait. I remember.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the big reveal when she came in the comics was, who is she? What's her identity? Because she just came out of nowhere. It's Jane Foster, who took the hammer because she needed it to live or whatever.
So apparently everybody after Captain America can lift the hammer now.
Yeah, well, we don't know the specific details about what's going on with this Jane Foster, but Natalie Portman is back after her fight with Marvel, like after Endgame, I guess, bridges are built up again.
I saw this really funny comic where Captain America lifts Thor's hammer, right? And then Hulk lifts up Captain America. Thor's just looking at the Hulk. He's like, what? That's a loophole.
Do you think Hulk... No, Hulk probably wouldn't be able to lift it after he merged with Bruce Banner, right? Like, Smart Hulk, do you think he would be able to lift the hammer?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe.
Bruce Banner wasn't able to lift it in Age of Ultron.
Because he was quote-unquote conflicted with the Hulk, but then his entire thing got
solved. That doesn't mean he's like pure soul.
That's true.
Like Captain America.
Can hipsters lift it? Because he became Hipster Hulk, basically.
Can hipsters lift it? So any hipster at Starbucks can lift it up?
Yeah. That's opening up a whole other world that we do not want to explore.
So is Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson going to be in the movie?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're in it, right?
Yeah.
So this is in the same universe?
As far as we know. I mean, the Thor and the Valkyrie are going to be in the same universe. Maybe the Jane Foster comes from another universe because Mjolnir is blown up by Hela, right?
Yeah. And they also said that Tessa Thompson is going to be the first LGBTQ hero. That's what it says in this article.
Technically, she already was, because she was always a lesbian, and they had a scene where they implied it, but they cut it out, probably to avoid China censorship.
Because there was one line where she said that her first decree of King of New Asgard is she needs to find a queen.
Yeah, because Valkyrie is actually gay in the comics. So they would not have the audacity to essentially whitewash and make her straight in the movies, because they would never hear the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, even from Tessa Thompson, because Tessa Thompson herself is also gay, so she probably would not ever sign up for a role that would straight wash a really well known gay character, right? But yeah, that's Love and Thunder.
So that's coming out before Guardians 3.
Yeah, November 5th, 2021. So after that was kind of the end of the conference, and they kind of offhandedly mentioned stuff like, hey, I know you guys, we didn't have time to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy 3. There's no logo, no release date, no nothing about it.
Yeah, they're doing that thing all over again from scratch. Yeah,
well, James Gunn is doing Suicide Squad first.
He's doing Suicide Squad right now.
So in his contract, he's like, I won't even touch Guardians until I'm done Suicide Squad.
Also, is that going to be Thor's last movie?
Possible. Well, I'm pretty sure Ragnarok was supposed to be Thor's last movie, but because of how successful Ragnarok was, everybody demanded a fourth one, because he's the only one of the main guys to get a fourth movie past their trilogy.
Mm-hmm. One of the original three.
So it's, I guess, whatever makes Marvel money, essentially. Because they found their stride with funny Chris Hemsworth, because he's a really good comedic actor.
Yeah.
They also didn't...
They did him dirty in Endgame, man. Every time I think of him, Thor, I'm just like...
Oh. Is that what he wants, though?
They did him dirty in Endgame.
He wants to continue doing funny?
Yeah. That was kind of his decision from the guy who was like, I want a funny Thor. And everybody was like... Remember the Ghostbusters remake?
Yeah.
Everybody who watched him, Chris Hemsworth, and that, they're like, yeah, I'm fine with that, actually.
Yeah, because he's a good comedic actor.
Oh, he's a great comedic actor. Yeah.
Okay, I guess we can keep going with it if you... I kind of want something a little bit more serious, but
I do too. I do miss like the more serious Thor in the first two Avengers, but
a good movie. Not in Guardians, in the Avengers.
Yeah,
when he's has to go build his axe.
Well, yeah, he was super serious in Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah, I did too. But I think that was before they did Ragnarok.
That was after Ragnarok.
Was it
after? Remember they had.
That was way after Ragnarok, bro.
Sorry, no, I was confused. I was thinking of Endgame was shot before Captain Marvel. Speaking of Captain Marvel, Captain Marvel 2 and Black Panther 2 are coming.
In Phase 4?
No, well, here's the thing. For Guardians, Captain Marvel 2 and Black Panther 2, we don't know if they're end of Phase 4 or Phase 5. Because they never specifically said this slate of theirs was the end of Phase 4. It's just, we're going up to 2021. We'll show you up to 2021, you know? They could very well extend Phase 4 to 2022, which would be really long.
Yeah.
Or they could just delay those movies for Phase 5.
But he did say Phase 4 was going to be about beginnings. Right?
Yeah.
So these are already established characters. There's no beginning to them now. It's about their story forward. So I guess the Phase 5 would work better.
Yeah, the only ones with quote-unquote sequels are, like, other than the shows, are Doctor Strange, Thor, and Black Widow.
Yeah.
Apparently, on this article, there is already three release dates for 2022 that are part that Marvel has talked about, or one of their earnings call. I don't know what earnings call is, but there's three release dates here, but they don't know which movie is coming out during those three release dates. So February 18, 2022, May 6, 2022, and July 29, 2022.
Those must be the three movies that they already have, they just announced. Alternatively, there's the biggest bombshell of the night. They brought out Mahershala Ali, a.k.a. Cottonmouth.
Yeah,
the best. They're like, and everybody's gone like, what's up with that? And then they just announced,
oh yeah, that is true.
Hey, so what are you here for? You want a Black Widow? You want a Black Widow hat like everybody else has on stage? And he's like, nah, I got another hat. Puts on a motherfucking Blade hat.
Well, that's how they announce Blade. That's a sick way to announce Blade. It's
I feel like I remember saying this when I was watching damn, forgot the name.
Luke Cage.
I forgot his name. Wow. Oh, I feel like when I was watching Luke Cage and I saw him, I'm like, yo, he'd make a good Blade.
Yeah, so are they going to, like, so then the shows are not, the movie's completely denying the shows.
Ignore the Netflix shows, man.
Interesting.
As soon as we found out that they weren't allowed to interact, like around Civil War, ignore the Netflix shows in terms of canon. And also, you know Cottonmouth's sister, cousin or whatever? What's her name?
Yeah.
Maria. She's in the beginning of Civil War as a completely different character. Like
is she?
A really smart. She's the one who, after Tony Stark did his speech at the at MIT and was at the elevator.
Wait, she's the mom?
She's the mom who's like, you killed my son at Sokovia.
Oh.
That's her.
Yeah, I didn't recognize her because she plays a really shitty character, Luke Cage.
The amount of hatred we have for her.
I don't remember hating her that much, but I only watched the first season.
After Cottonmouth and then she comes up the main villain, you're like,
no, wasn't Diamondback the main villain after Cottonmouth?
Yeah, but she played a huge role as well.
Yeah.
And then Diamondback came out after and later in the series. And then season two, she was the main villain.
He died as Cottonmouth to be reborn as Blade. I'm happy about that.
Okay, so is this tying into the MCU?
What, Blade?
Yeah.
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 So Blade, Fantastic Four, and Mutants, like Mutants, a.k.a. X-Men.
Yeah.
Feige talked about them just to say, we have the rights, we're allowed to do them. But you don't get no details other than the actor for Blade.
The Blade movie could eventually tie into a Punisher. Because they do interact.
I don't think so. Solely because of Netflix. Like, I think once Disney Plus gets the rights to like Daredevil and Punisher and all of them, then they might do something with them.
Everyone wants Matt Murdock to come and to
MCU. Yeah, I think it's too soon to recast people, but I wouldn't. Blame
I would recast.
Yeah, but I wouldn't blame them if they did, just to say this is not the same Matt Murdock. Like, we want to separate the universe. We don't want people to think the Netflix shows are canon, because screw you, Netflix, for screwing us over.
Let's say they get him back, right? Is it going to be a movie Daredevil, or is it going to be a TV show Daredevil?
I don't know. At this point, we're just guessing, right?
But
we don't even know if they have planned for Daredevil and
whatnot. Wilson Fisk and...
Damn, yeah,
the perfect casting.
Vincent D'Onofrio, the guy who plays Fisk, he's like, I'd love to be in a Spider-Man movie so much. That's the main reason why I chose to become Kingpin, because I wanted to be in a Spider-Man movie.
So you mentioned Spider-Man. So
yeah, we didn't get into any details about Spider-Man
3. So I do want to talk about that. So we know there's another Spider-Man movie coming out, right? Because of how it ended.
Yeah.
But spoiler, if you haven't seen Spider-Man, there is a post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's your chance to tune out.
No, you don't need to tune out necessarily. What do we think that post-credit scene is? Is that a new movie? Is that
one of the end credits or the mid-credits?
The very last, not the one for Spider-Man 4, the other Spider-Man
3, you mean? Okay, but that is probably setting up the.
I think that's just set up for the Phase 4 entirely, right?
Okay, so they have two options. Either they're setting up the villain for Phase 4, or they're setting up the villain for the saga, which is going to be Phase 4, 5, 6,
presumably.
I think it's Saga.
That's not what I'm saying. Is that scene from a new Captain Marvel movie? Is that scene from one of the movies that is that leading into Eternals?
It'll probably lead it might lead into Eternals just because of space stuff, but I don't think Skrulls and stuff are going to be so much...
I think Eternals-esque. It's more Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I'm thinking Captain Marvel 2 is the next time we're going to see a direct link. But we might see other post-credit scenes that imply Secret Invasion in other movies since. So, like, they might have one at the end of Black Widow. They might have one at the end of, I don't know.
It'd be funny if it was just that same scene, but we see more and more of the place being...
It just zooms out more and more.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
So, what are you guys most excited for about Phase 4?
Marvel.
What? Gurkama, what are you most excited for?
I was like, about wait, Phase 4? Marvel or just Marvel just entirely?
All of the above.
I was thinking what I can throw at you without damaging any equipment nearby.
Shang-Chi and Doctor Strange for sure. Because yeah. Shang-Chi, I'm a huge fan of martial arts movies, and that's just Marvel and martial arts. I would love that.
I agree with that.
You might be interested in Black Widow as well, because it's going to be...
After Iron Fist, I want a proper martial arts movie from Marvel.
What I want to know is, which movie is Donnie Yen going to be in?
I don't think he is in any.
He's in Mulan. Why not? Yo, bust him into Marvel.
What does Mulan have to do with?
A Disney property.
Yeah, I know. He was also in Star Wars.
Another Disney property. Yo, so he has to make a move into Marvel.
Hey, man, if they bring Vader into the MCU, then possibly Donnie Yen is also
in the
MCU.
I just want Donnie Yen to focus on doing Sleeping Dogs, the movie, first. Let him finish that.
Are they still doing that?
That's not happening.
It was been announced that he was going to play Wei Shen.
It's been announced. Announced. Like how Metal Gear Solid movie was announced. Right.
You know what? Can I just have my hope? They also delayed Akira, so give me something, please.
Yeah, that's right. They delayed Akira just for Thor, Love, and Thunder, which, you know, I'm fine with.
Thor 4 as well.
Thor 4 more Thor.
What?
Totally did not steal that from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. No, I did not.
All right.
Did we talk about Black Panther 2?
Yeah, they just mentioned they didn't have time to talk about it. All that means is they didn't have a release date yet for it.
Yo, no Fantastic Four? In Phase 4?
No, it's going to be Phase 5.
Fantastic Four, in Phase 5.
Yeah, if it is in Phase 4, it's going to be after 2021.
So 4 and X-Men, Phase 5.
Yeah. And
I don't think they said anything about X-Men, did they?
No, they say mutants.
Oh, okay. They just said mutants.
I wonder if they're going to do a new X-Men, if they're going to do Wolverine again.
I don't want another Wolverine.
We're going to have another Wolverine.
I don't want one, though. You're Hugh Jackman.
I know. I agree with you. But they're going to have to.
One of the greatest things.
Just take the scenes from the old movies and copy on it.
One of the greatest things about Avengers is Wolverine and Spider-Man teaming up.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. How much longer is Tom Holland going to stay as Spider-Man?
Presumably up until, well, we don't know the specific details. Some rumors said 3 solo movies and a couple of Avenger movies, but he's been in 3 non-solo movies, Civil War, Infinity War, Endgame.
Yeah.
And 2 solo movies. He has a 3rd solo movie for sure with MCU. Hmm. After that, it's essentially the hope is Sony properties, like Sony Spider-Man movies like Venom and stuff, tank so hard that Sony doesn't even want it anymore. And they say, screw it, Marvel, you take it. But because Venom was so popular and Venom, because China, you know, bought Venom, China essentially is like, hey, so Tom Holland's going to come back to Sony soon. So keep building that brand up for us.
So Tom Holland is going to go to a Sony exclusive universe.
Well, it might not be Tom Holland. Tom Holland himself might be like, I don't want to make movies under Sony. I want to make movies under Marvel. I quit. Yeah.
He could very well. He loves doing Marvel. It seems like.
Yeah, he could very well do that.
But he could get. This is what his like 5th movie now. He could get bored of doing that role over and over again.
Doesn't seem like it. He seems like he's enjoying.
Yeah. No. And he's young. He's. Like, he's been a fan of Spider-Man since he was a kid.
Yeah, but this is another 3 years down the line. We're entering Phase 5.
Yeah, but again, he's young.
Yeah, he's young.
Right? When you're young, you would want to do something you love to do for a long time.
Yeah, also that Marvel money probably isn't something you can just scoff at.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That Marvel money something.
The Marvel money is something good.
But
it's funny because the I think Jessica Chobot was a moderator. She kept asking, so why did you want to do a Marvel movie? And everybody would be try to give this big poignant answer. And this one person's like, because I want him. And the one director, I think the director for Eternals or Shang-Chi, they were like, because I want to make a Marvel movie. Who doesn't want to make a Marvel movie, man? They're big.
Wait, is it Jessica Chobot?
Was that her? She was the moderator for the panel, I think.
No, you said Jessica Chobot.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's the moderator?
Was
she the girl who did the IGN Daily Fix a long time ago?
Yep.
Oh, I thought she just disappeared.
No, she has her own show on YouTube.
I don't know that. Damn, I don't know that.
Yeah, yeah. After that, she went off and started doing her own thing.
I just remember her being the OG Daily Fix person from my
team. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she has her own stuff.
Cool. Well, she's doing Marvel now, so.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Is there anything else we want to talk about for Phase 4? Hopes for Phase 5?
That's all whatnot? I remember.
Are we getting a Disney Plus subscription? Are we sold?
We have to.
Can I buy your Disney Plus subscription?
It's not really a choice. It's a have to. It's a must.
Can you make an account for me on your Disney Plus subscription?
No.
Nudge, nudge.
No.
No.
Yeah. You're not allowed. Oh. That spot's already taken.
You're not allowed either. You can't just self-place yourself.
Just for that, he's removing you from his Netflix, too.
All right, is that all for Marvel?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to point out?
Hawkeye. That's it. Thumbs up.
I just had to ruin this whole podcast.
ruin it.
All right, guys. You can check us out at dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. That's dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. Or hit us up on Instagram and Twitter @dayoneupdates.
Thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.